And welcome to another episode of The Reverse Shot. I'm your boy, John Sam, and joining me is none other than Mr. Porn Stash Daddy himself, Andy Peterson.
Yes, I'm here, and the Porn Stash is no longer, but, you know, short-lived.
Mr. Porn Stash Free Andy Peterson. What's poppin'?
I can grow it back in a week.
What is it? Yagjimesh, or whatever? Something like that.
I should have had it for this episode.
For sure, you should have had the Borat mustache, because ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about Borat 2? No, what's it called?
Very nice.
Borat subsequent movie film.
We'll try not to say very nice as much as we can.
Yeah, this is like, it's like the last thing 2020 needed is like everyone to start doing Borat impressions again and like bringing back all his catchphrases into our vernacular pop culture.
I do like when he says vagine. That's my favorite Borat quote.
But first, we must enter in the gladiatorial ring because it's time for some cinema brawl.
Cinema brawl, cinema brawl.
That is a segment where we like to pin up two. It's been a minute. It's pin up two iconic film characters together in the ring. Who will live? Who will die? And today, we're going to bring up some funny men in some costumes with Tyler Perry's Madea versus Mike Myers' fat bastard. Andy, who's winning?
Ooh, first of all, you just called Tyler Perry a funny man.
I'm dying in cinema brawl.
Oh man. I feel like neither of them really get off the couch much. Fat bastard can flip. I really don't know what the hell Madea does other than like bitch about things, but I'm gonna say her final move is happy hammer.
And then what does that mean?
She just got stomped on by fat bastard.
Fat bastard crushed her. Okay, yeah, I mean size.
Yeah.
Does matter.
Yeah, he squishes her like a pancake.
Yeah. Remember that.
She's just happy holler.
And then what does fat bastard say?
Get in my belly.
He's like, arr. Okay, you're right. All right, I like it. Crush, victory, blood on the belly. Perfect.
Very nice.
Oh, no. Okay. So, we have... Never did I think in 2020, I mean, not in 2020, just in general, that there would be a Borat sequel.
Give the full name.
Borat subsequent movie film.
Oh, there's more to it.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Borat subsequent movie film. Delivery. Okay. Delivery of prodigious bribe to American regime for make benefit once glorious nation of
Kazakhstan.
Oh my God.
Because I said Kazakhstan like it was like Kazamistan. Kazakhstan.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even realize that was the whole title. That's ridiculous.
Is that how you're going to title the episode? Or are you just going to say Borat 2?
The sequel.
The sequel.
Directed by Jason Wallener, who did not do the original.
Mm-mm. And different writers, because if you remember, the original Borat was nominated for an Academy Award for writing, and one of the writers, Todd Phillips.
Wow. I do not recall that, but that is awesome.
Yeah, he did not return, but... Now, I'll say it right off the bat, I did enjoy this film, but it was no Borat 1.
Yes, Borat 1, or should I say Borat Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan in 2006 is absolutely legendary.
Yeah.
Some stuff, I mean, it's offensive to the max, but...
It's an eye-opener.
Yeah, he sheds an eye on, like, the light on some pretty dark corners of like America, just the silly ideas some people have, and especially middle of America.
The man tells the truth. He tells it in a different way, but the man tells the truth. And I feel like with this one, we said earlier, he had to be a little on the nose with it.
Right.
Because there's a lot of dummies out there.
Yeah, I feel like this, like, the sequel has, like, this message and...
has a few messages.
Yeah, a few messages, and they're pretty, like, on the nose. But, yeah, we were saying that they have to kind of do it that way because they're trying to deliver the message to some of the dumbest people out right now, you know?
Exactly, if they even watched it. That's what's great about it, because even if they didn't watch it, they'll get pissed off. And the people that watched it, that enjoy Borat and understand where Sacha Baron Cohen's coming from, they'll enjoy it because they know what he's poking fun of. They know what the truth is. They know what, you know, real reasoning is behind everything.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love some of the characters this guy puts on in this movie, because my thing was like, how are they going to get away with doing a Borat film? Like, doesn't everybody know what he looks like? But they kind of tie it in, like he is a celebrity, and yeah, people like want to take pictures with him. But then they throw Sacha Baron Cohen into Borat makeup, but then turn Borat into other characters. Where he's playing, what is that, Country Steve or something? Oh my
he's
god.
He's different Americans.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And the overall plot is that Borat is, he pretty much has this task that he has to offer up a female, or is it a woman, or is it his daughter?
His daughter.
I mean, he has to do his daughter, but he ends up choosing his daughter, but does it have to be his daughter?
He finds out about his daughter, and then he basically says, "You're who I'm going to take to
he
Mike Pence."
Her up. If he gives the woman to Mike Pence, Borat gets to live. He gets to keep his life. I love the words that they use to describe Mike Pence. They basically depict Mike Pence to be the ultimate vagine slayer. Yeah. He's just the vagine magnet.
And then what does he call Donald Trump?
I don't know. So many things, I imagine.
So many things. And then
like
how he
King.
Gets yeah, how he gets on Melania and how she's just like living in a palace.
Yeah, Borat's daughter wants to be just like her because she's the happiest bride there is, and she lives in a cage. Oh my god, it is, like I said, so on the nose. Like, jeez, there was none of that real. I mean, there was a lot of on the nose stuff, but man, we weren't getting like just animations and a cartoon segment.
No, it wasn't skit after skit. It wasn't like that Jackass feel. It was,
yeah, it definitely felt like Jackass.
This one had more of a storyline, and it was heartfelt, which is what caught me. Like, Borat's learning things along the way.
Yeah, so, which he is the audience, or he is the dumb audience.
Exactly.
He's the dumb part of America.
It's such a meta film, too. I love it. It's just, it's kind of what America needed at the time. And the marketing for this film was absolutely perfect. Releasing it the date that they released it. And
what day was that?
Just the week before the election.
Oh, the election. Oh my god, you're right. I wonder if this had any effect in the election. How many people were on the fence and saw Borat and like, all right?
Less than 0.1%, I'd say, but the people that had their minds up, it goes along with like the social media group that have their minds made up via social media, which nowadays is a larger percentage, but I don't know. I don't think many people saw the sequel to Borat and said, "Damn it, honey, we're not voting for Trump anymore." Borat told us.
Borat, Bodat, I think Balak. I think that's like some of the names they refer to him in like the first movie.
Balak said,
they can't say Borat. Like, listen here, Bodat. Fun fact, this movie was originally titled Borat, Gift of Pornographic Monkey to Vice Premier Michael Pence to Make Benefit Recently Diminished Nation of Kazakhstan.
I think that's a better title.
I like that Michael Pence would have made it into, and they spelled Michael M-A-K-H-A.
Oh yeah, that was the original gift. Remember, it was the monkey. They were supposed to give a sex working monkey to Mike Pence.
Another fact, don't know if it's fun, but the professional babysitter, you know, the woman in the film, her name is Janice Jones. She was paid $3,600 to appear in the movie, but she, as most other people who appear in the film, was under the impression that it was a serious documentary and had no idea that Sacha Baron Cohen and Maria Bakalova were playing made-up characters. She later praised their performances of Bakalova and admitted she had her fooled. Also, apparently, like, she was going through some, Janice Jones was going through some trauma post this incident because she was really concerned with
I read about that, but she came out as, like the biggest protagonist of the film in my eyes.
Yeah, the savior?
Yeah, she did a, you know, they didn't make her look bad. I did read that the sex worker lady, she knew it was a Borat film. She just didn't know the questions that were going to come. She knew that she was dealing with an actress. So I guess there's a lot of outtakes of her just kind of dying.
I wonder what the outtakes are like.
Oh, I want like a whole third film to be outtakes of the first and second film.
Can you imagine? Oh my gosh. Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr. were originally in the film, but their scenes were cut. Are you kidding?
Well,
must have not been good.
Yeah, maybe.
But I
love that Mike Pence was in the film, though.
Oh my gosh, he looked like he was in on it.
That's just Mike Pence's face.
Tell me he didn't look like he was in on like that gag.
I want to know the lawsuits that they have to go through anytime Sacha Baron Cohen comes up with something. They're just like, well, get the lawyers ready.
Yeah, they like rush. He like rushes that office. And it's like, I have to go in there. Like the security's like all up on him and stuff. Yeah, I mean, Sacha Baron Cohen's a G, man.
He's
been doing low-key slash high-key activism for quite a long time, man.
No, and he speaks the truth, man. Like, whether you agree with it or not, you know, even when he's not, like, when he's serious, some of the statements he makes are just like, wow. I feel bad for Isla Fisher because she doesn't know who she's like going to bed with every night.
Nah, he's probably got a grip.
Do you think he does Borat in bed?
I don't know. I was gonna say like, and even if he switches to some different character, it's probably a funny one.
Do you think he
rolls into Ali G and he's just like, yo, booyah,
let's booyah, let's do it,
booyah kasha, booyah kasha,
let's do it.
Welcome to my channel.
Midway through like their lovemaking, he goes Bruno, and she's just like, well.
He's like, ooh.
And she's like, Sasha, we're done.
He goes into Le Miz. He's like, gold. Okay, I'm done.
Or his character from Hugo with like the limp leg.
Oh my gosh, man. I thought the actress was good. What is it? Malkova? Balkova? What'd I call her?
Hmm?
Huh?
Huh?
Hmm? Huh? What was her name?
Qua?
Balkova? Please. Bakalova. Okay, yeah, man. I thought she did a Tutar.
Sounds like a, like, Vladi Duvok's cousin.
I mean, it might be. Sacha Baron Cohen played Borat Sagdiev. And his daughter, Tutar Sagdiev, were Maria Bakalova. And honestly, she did a great job, man, for not really being in many other things.
I don't really think anything.
I mean, there's some things, some short films, some TV series. I think she is, while she appeared as Tutar on Jimmy Kimmel.
She's Tutar now.
Yeah, man. I mean, she's, wow, the baton was passed.
And she did a great job. She handled the ultimate scene. Great.
Yeah, what the heck? She had to interview Rudy Giuliani as, like, some, what, reporter from Kazakhstan?
Kazakhstan?
Kazakhstan? Kazamalama?
Kazamalama bing bong.
Listen here, Balak. I'm going to tell you here something about that.
I know, we're starting to sound like the people he's trying to make fun of.
Yeah, well, Tutar and Bagdamalam.
Old Black Betty on Flambalam.
What was I say? Okay.
Flambalam.
Kazakhstan. Whatever, man. All I know is Sacha Baron Cohen's wild.
He is wild, man. And we got to see, whether we wanted it or not, we got to see Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
Almost play Dude. With himself.
Rudy Giuliani's so weird. He was accepting a...
I want to know what other, listen, like, random interviews this man will take.
I know. Dude, well, you saw he's out here having an interview at the Four Seasons landscaping company. He's willing to do an interview wherever.
He's a wild man.
Tell him where to be, and he is going to be there doing a press conference.
They're like,
doesn't matter.
Rudy, Orville Redenbacher wants to have a popcorn conversation with you. Well, meet us at the La Quinta Inn.
I wonder how high his blood or like his heartbeat was racing every time she placed her hand on his knee.
Oh, that man had to get a physical after, for sure.
He didn't go. He had to take a shower because he didn't want his wife knowing.
Oh, she knows.
Look, man. Bulgarian actress Maria Bakalova said she felt very nervous prior to filming her scene in the Borat subsequent movie film with Rudy Giuliani, adding she didn't know exactly how things would turn out in the moment. She said that she also, that although she's not fully aware of American politics, she knew about Giuliani's accomplishments helping New York City after 9/11, and she fully trusted Sacha Baron Cohen and the Borat crew in the moment. Quote, "We've been talking a lot about different scenarios, how should I act this way or this way, what should I do, what is smarter, but in all of the scenarios, I was confident that Sacha will save me, and he will save the scene, so it's not going to be a disaster. He's my guardian angel." She told the New York Times, "I was nervous, and my heart was racing."
He definitely saved her.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if that's what that was. He just, like, came in and, like had to, like, save her real quick with something.
I was reading that it was one of the best, like, in, like, professional crews, too. And you kind of have to have that, like, to put up with all these, like, people and have them put up with you. Apparently, they were very professional, and Sacha just hires nothing but the best. That's why I was saying with his lawyers, I can only imagine what lawyers he has. They have to be, like, top tier.
Only the best, baby. Only the best.
He gets Rudy Giuliani to be his lawyer.
Irony. And he would probably do it completely unaware of that. That's Borat. Jeez, what a goober.
I love it.
I think he got 3 knee touches. Oh, you know what, man, they say? 3 knee touches, that's a lucky day. When you're Rudy Giuliani, that's a lucky day. Hey, How many knee touches did you get today, Andy?
I didn't get any. I got one of my cats jumped up on my lap.
Three of those, man.
I didn't even get that. They jumped off immediately.
Three of those, and that's all you need, bud.
Hey, this isn't a cinema brawl, but who wins in a fist fight? Rudy Giuliani or Larry King? I want to see that fight.
The two meanest guys from New York, I tell you.
Straight gangsters.
I think Larry King, man, he's just too OG.
He just hits him with Giuliani's that. He hits him with that shoulder bump.
Rudy Giuliani's scared, dog. He's like I feel like Rudy Giuliani would be the first guy yelling like spook.
And like, Bernie Sanders is the referee.
Nah, Bernie Sanders the glass is gonna shatter. And Bernie Sanders is gonna come out with Stone Cold Steve Austin theme song.
Slug a beer.
With the freaking chair. And he's gonna knock out Giuliani. Who's Giuliani going against? I forgot already.
Larry King. It's a prehistoric match.
A fight for the ages. Down in bedrock. It's like Flintstones. Stone Age. Oh my gosh. Yes. Larry King gets the assistance by I almost said Larry David. Bernie Sanders.
No, he slugs in O'Doul's before. Because he doesn't want his cholesterol to get high.
What's an O'Doul?
It's an alcohol-free beer. And it's sponsored by O'Doul's.
He's blasted, though.
It's sponsored by O'Doul's and geology.
He's drunk. He's drunk on... Oh my god, he's drunk on non-alcoholic beer. Blasted.
Dialysis machines.
Just want to give a shout out to Jason Wolliner, the director of Borat, the subsequent movie film. I guess he's done a lot of more TV shows. He's done two episodes of What We Do in the Shadows. So, nice. You know, he's got to be a funny guy if you're doing funny stuff like this, you know.
Yeah, if Taika trusts you, then...
And Sasha trusts you, and
yeah, those are two high profile peeps.
Who else? Who else? I want to say more first person, like people. What first names of people? First name basis. Who else?
Leo.
Oh yeah, if Leo trusts you,
or
Martin Scorsese.
Oh, Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, if he trusts you.
Oh,
Jake.
Oh, Gyllenhaal?
Oh, just Jake and Shia.
Oh, Shia LaBeouf and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh my god.
We need to start just like mixing people's names.
Yeah, James Gilead, he's a great actor. Fantastic actor. Yeah, he did great in Debbie Darko. You did great.
Or Robert Dwayne Jr.
Robert Dwayne Jr. Dwayne? Wow. Is that Dwayne?
Dwayne.
Yeah, dude. Robert Dwayne Johnson. Listen, I want to see... I mean, I think you can't do a Borat 3 anymore. Like, there's no way there could be a Borat 3. Or can there? I mean,
he is kind of like Mr. Worldwide.
I mean, you could just keep putting essentially Sacha Baron Cohen in, like, just different costumes. That'll work out fine.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It would be great if I saw him with... Wesley Snipes?
Oh, you mean I can't think of what's a way to mix up Oh, you, what's a way to mix up Wesley?
Wesley? Weasel? Weasel? Weasel Snips?
Oh, Weasel Snoops. He's a great guy. Isn't he a black belt in Taekwondo? Weasel Snoops? He was great as Blaze.
Or Roberto Dinaro.
Roderick.
Roderick Dinaro.
Roderick Delino.
Yeah, he was in Cab Driver.
Uber Driver.
Uber Driver.
A dangerous tale. A tale as old as time. Also, shouts out to Tom Hanks for making the most random cameo of all time.
Yeah.
They got Tom Hanks amidst a pandemic who tested positive in this pandemic to just, like, make a two-second cameo.
I was just trying to butcher Tom Hanks' name. It's impossible.
What do you mean? It's Tim Harkes.
Timothy. It's Timothy Harkes.
Tim Hands. Easy, bud. Throw another one at me.
Okay.
Hit me with another one.
He's in Small Soldiers. He plays Woodley.
Saving Private Small Soldier.
Woodley. You know, the cowboy.
Hit me with another actor. Go. Give me a real name. I'll butcher it for you.
All right. I'll stick with Toy Story. Tim Allen.
Tom Hanks.
Wait, we'll end on this one. James Gandolfini.
Okay, hold on. John Granddaddy.
I saw him in a movie with Johnny Depp.
Oh, we're done. John, oh, what did I say? Wait, what the heck? Jim Granddaddy. I'm done, dude. Honestly.
Or Bradley Potts.
I hope this wasn't annoying to anybody. I hope you guys are laughing with us. Because, my gosh, I'm sorry for straight losing it. Oh, my gosh.
My favorite is Daniel Dave Lewis. Just keep the first and last same, but just add Dave,
dude. Oh my goodness, where's the water at? Listen, this has been great. I mean, I don't even know what else I can say.
I think we need to get out of this.
Go catch Borat 2. A subsequent movie film. Hold on, I gotta read the whole title. Borat's subsequent movie film. Delivery of prodigious bribe to American regime for make benefit once glorious nation of Kazakhstan. You can find it on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. And you can find us on Instagram at The Reverse Shot. Mm-hmm. On Twitter at The Reverse Shot. Mm-hmm. anchor.fm/The Reverse Shot. Spotify, Reverse Shot. Apple, Reverse Shot. Mm-hmm. Please, you get it.
We might talk about a movie with Vin Affleck.
With who?
Vin Affleck. Or Phil Cosby.
Oh my god. You never know.
You never know.
You literally never know. I love Shakespeare's Redemption. It's a great one with Mason Foreman. He does a great... And Tom Hanks. Great, great movie.
And there's a song by Donnie Cash.
And with that, this has been The Reverse Shot. I am John Salmon.
Oh, and I'm Andy Peidesign.
And that's Randy...
Randy Bornstein.
Randy Levinson. And we are out.
Peace.
Peace.